This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More Coloradans have a chance to weigh in on the state's proposed maps for new political lines today. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Residents in Trinidad, Durango, and Alamosa will get a chance to speak before Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission today and Saturday. The initial maps propose moving most of southern Colorado into a different congressional district for the first time in 40 years. Teresa M. Trujillo is a Democratic community organizer and plans to attend a public hearing in Pueblo later this month.
It concentrates almost all of the significant Latino power in this state into one single district. And that's unheard of. That's not going to serve our state well.
Nonpartisan staff drew the first set of maps using preliminary census data and say maps will absolutely change. An independent commission with Democratic, Republican, and unaffiliated members must approve it. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
President Biden has nominated a Colorado employment attorney to the federal bench, and the pick could make history. Charlotte Sweeney is Biden's pick to serve on the U.S. District Court for the District of Colorado. If confirmed, she'd be the first openly LGBTQ federal judge in Colorado and the first openly LGBTQ woman to serve on any federal circuit court in the West. Sweeney's nomination now heads to the Senate. Grand Junction has a mild chance for rain for the rest of the afternoon into the evening. Right now, it's 83 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.